Okay, today's daf is Psachim, daf Lamed Hey in the Yerushalmi, and we are on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. We are on the last section of the fourth parak, and then we get into the new world of the fifth parak, as we'll get to by the Hashem in a little bit. So first, though, we are on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara quoted the sugya of Hamas Kabayis L'Chaveiro of Amud V'Hikdisho. If somebody is renting a house, he rents it out to someone, and then he's makdashit. The balabayis is makdashit. What's the halachas? The Gemara says that the tenant can still live with it. Harizah d'abratacha. The tenant can still live in the house, and he just pays hektish for the rental fee. And if he had prepaid the balabayis the rental fee, then he doesn't have to pay hektish anything because he already paid. He can just live there. The question is, does this belong to hektish? If it belongs to hektish, how could he live in it? Isn't there an iser meila? How is it possible that somebody can live in there, and we are acknowledging that it belongs to Hektish, right? Let's say if he has to pay, then he has to pay Hektish. So how is it possible that he could live in there? So this seems to be a machlokas rishonim. If you look in Rav Elchanan and the Kovetz Ha'aris in Simin Nun Beis, so he discusses this machlokas between Tosfos and the Ran. There's machlokas Tosfos and the Ran, which we're not going to get into, but he quotes a machlokas. Ubebir machlokas Tosfos v'Ran im mutter lahasocher ladur bebayis shehekdishu amaskir. Right, that's our issue. My question is how to understand this Gemara, but it seems to be a machlokas. So how do you understand that? So does Haran, the Ran, who says that you're allowed to live in a house that a person was baktish, how is that possible? Isn't there an isra meila da'af sheguf habayis kadosh? Even though the house itself is kadosh, mikomakom, kivon jeschus sechiruso lo paka mutter ladurbo. But because when he rented it, it wasn't hektish yet, and he has a right to live there. The second he has a right to live there, so memela, there's no isra meila. Why? V'yafta hektish aser bana, hektish has an isra hana, but it's a function of something. V'yafta hektish aser bana, nira ladaito, de iser hektish, Mishum gezel mamon gavoa. At root, Mi'ila is stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. Memela, since there's an Isser of gezel, Memela is the Isser Hana. But step one is Isser gezel. Fekivan da socher, darba bais, but is huso. And once, in this case, there is no Isser of gezel, Memela, there's no Isser of Hana. Just like if the maskir had sold the house to someone else, the socher has first rights, right? It was his beforehand. The buyer cannot throw him out or protest. So do with hektish. So that's what the Ran holds. The Ran holds that the isser of Me'ila is a function of the Isser of the Gezel Hektish. And therefore, if there's no Gezel Hektish, then there's no Isser of Me'ila. Well, that's a Tosfos. That socher asur ladurbo, and according to Tosfos, it would say asur after behedyot kagavna hayamutter. Even though I would agree, if he sells it, it will be mutter. Sarach lomar desvirli disranashal hektish eino tali biser gezel. It must be that according to Tosfos, the iser of hanaas hektish is not totally on the iser of gezel. V'yafil b'makam she'ein bo mishum gezel. And even if there is no iser of gezel, kugon hacha besocher like the socher mikabacha kivan to guf habayis kadosh. Harehu aser bahana. That would be an iser hana. That's Tosfos. And he notes, though, and this is against even Tosfos a number of times, in elsewhere, he quotes that Tosfos holds that the chiyuv meila is mishum gazel. We've quoted that. Reb Chaim points that out also in a sefer al Rambam. The Mishnah mamon shegazel. And even though the Tosfos holds that the iser meila is mishum gazel, but that doesn't mean that the iser hana is totally on the gazel, and therefore one can still say that he cannot live there. And Reb Elchanan continues here, but this is in Simin Nun Beis Os Aleph in terms of understanding this case. Okay, again, the seems to be a machlokes Rishonim. The Bavli might argue. The Bavli in Erechid Daf Chaf Aleph seems to have a different take, but this was our Gemara yesterday. Okay, so we had the story also that whether based on Rabbi Imi, and we're up to the two dots right in the middle of Lamed Dalid Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, another activity that the Anshei Yericho did that the rabbis weren't happy about, they ate from fruit that they found under a tree on Shabbos. Ochlin mitachas nisharim b'Shabbos. So the question is, what's the case? Ma'an kayamin, ibish nashomer of yantif, or here it's the Vashon is yantif, even though the gears that we have in our Meshach Shabbos, okay, it doesn't make a difference. Same Isser Malacha. If it fell from Erev Yantif, Divrei HaKol Mutter. If it fell beforehand, that is Mutter. It wasn't Nolad. It was already Muchan before Shabbos. Yibishinashu b'yantif Divrei HaKol Aser. And if it fell on Yantif, then when Shabbos started, it was Muksa. It was connected to, it was Mechubar. Muksa Machmas Isser. You can't eat it unless you harvest it, if you cut it. So what's the case here? Elakeda Kaimin Bistam. It must be that you don't know. They used to go and find fruit, and it was unclear. It was a suffix whether it fell before or on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So they were makel. They were makel. What was their svara? So their svara must have been, the Gemara doesn't explain it, but the Mefarshim explain, suffik to Rabbanan Lakula. Right? Muksa Machmas Isser. The whole world of Muksa, as the Rambam describes in Hilchos Shabbos, Muksa is an Isser Durabanan, a created world midurabanan, and therefore, you know, they were makel. I wonder about the Chachamim. Chachamim must have said that you don't treat this like regular Durabanan, right? There's a Tosas Yishanim in the beginning of Mesechas Beitza. It talks about sometimes Muksa you treat like a Daraisa. Muksa, again, it is Durabanan, but maybe the Rabbanan were Machmir, because Muksa is you treat it like a Daraisa. It's Ein Lo Ikir Min HaTorah, that's true, but still, maybe you'll be Machmir. Okay, but that's the Machlokes between the Anshe Yericho and the Chachamim regarding that. Next. Venosta Pe'ala Yarek. So they used to give Peya from vegetables, which again messed people up, because as we've said, Peya is putter from Shubas and Maisers. It's one of the Matnas Aniyim. But if something is not Chayiv and Peya, then it's Chayiv and Shubas and Maisers. So if you're going to give Peya from something that is not obligated in Peya, then that's going to be Tevel. Right? Because there's really Chayiv and Shubas and Maisers, and the Ani is going to be eating Tevel. So that's a big problem. So says the Gemara, Boyanosim, Elam and Alephes, Ben Akaflotos. They wouldn't give Peya from all vegetables, only from lefes, turnips, and kaflotos from leek, shelakitasan ka'achas, because they are all harvested together. It's not like they ripen at different stages, they're harvested together. And that's one of the conditions for Peya. Look at the first mission in Peya. First mission in Peya lists off what do you need. After it has to be edible, it has to be mishumar, it has to be one of them is lekitasan ka'achas. The problem is, another factor is machniso lekiyum. It has to be able to last after it's harvested, and most vegetables cannot last after it's harvested. But they focused on this factor, and they said, and therefore they made it chayv and peyer. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afla achruv. Also achruv, which is a kruv, which is cabbage. Okay, so Maisa ben Mevi Yayin. Someone here named Ben Mevi Yayin. That was somebody's name. Right, Kach Shemo, the Mefarshim explained. So there's a story with Ben Mevi Yayin. Shenasa Mano, Peah Liyark Laniyim, his son. The son of Ben Mevi Yayin gave Peah from vegetables for Aniyim. Right, exactly what Anshe Yericho did. Uba Aviv, the father, wanted to fix things. Umatan Omdwa Pesach Hagina. He found them, the Aniyim, standing at the Pesach Hagina. Either they just took, or they're about to take the Peah from the vegetables. Amar Lena, Anichu Masha Biyadchem. You must have taken it already. Put it down, what you have. And they did. They put it down. And he gave them double. He gave them double mu'usar, meaning proper, non-tevel. Lo shai say no tzara, right? Don't think that his eye was tzara by not giving them payah, because obviously he gave them a lot more. El sheikhosh is nevei chachamim. Right, it wasn't like he did anything negative here. Right, he gave them even double, but he didn't want them. He was choshish for the chachamim that meikar adin that it's not chayiv and peya. Therefore, you're giving them tevel, and therefore he gave them proper produce. Good. Another story about the same man. Chadzman sorchan rabbanan nidva. One time, the rabbanan needed a nidava. The rabbanan needed some staka. Shalchum l'Rabbi Akiva ulachad min rabbanan imei. So they sent Rabbi Akiva and another one of the rabbis to go collect stucca for a certain cause. Right? Rabbi Akiva is known in other Gemaras as the Gabai Aniyim. Rabbi Akiva says Yad Aniyim Anan, the Gemara Baba Kama, Rabbi Akiva was known as the Gabai Stucca. So some Afarshim, I saw the Minchas Alazar in the back, points out the other Gemaras. Asan Boy Baal Lagabai. So they went, Rabbi Akiva and this other rabbi went to the person named Ben Mevi Yayin. They went to the Ben Mevi Yayin to collect. Vishaman Kale, Natalia, they heard inside the voice of one of his children talking to him. Amar Le, and he said, Manizu l'cha yomade, nu, what can we buy you today? What can we buy you today for, to eat dinner? Amar Le, he says, Truk Simon, what are Truk Simon? Says the Pnei Moshe, Min Yerek Shu Bizol, a very, cheap, reasonable, vegetable. Some say it's endives, carbon eidah says all shit. It was usually translated as endives. So buy me something very cheap. And he has lo min yoma dinah, not even from today. Elaminda esmol to kamish vizil. Buy me some vegetables from yesterday's produce, which is wilted and cheap. So the Rabbanan and Rabbi Kiva and the other rabbi were outside and they heard this conversation. They said, I guess he has nothing. Right, he's telling them to buy the very the cheapest of the cheap. So you know, better. We're not going to ask him for money. So they left. Shafkan levazamun. Right, they left and they went to every other people. Min dezachun kol ama. Once they went to collect from everyone else, asin legabe. So then they came to him after they went to everybody else. But look at the lashon of the Gemara. What's the lashon of after they went to collect from everyone else? Min dezachun. The word zachia. That after they went to give everyone else the schus, right, see in the Pnei Moshe, fourth line, ulacher shezachu bitstaka kol ama, or zichu bitstaka lama, they gave everyone the schus, because one has to look at the tztaka as a schus, right, the Chazal say, where the Rabbi Abachai quotes this Chazal, in the Karakemach on tztaka, yoser mima sha'ani makabo mina ashir, or ashir makabo mina ani, more than what the ani gets, from the usher gets from the ani, because the ani only gets a couple of prutos right now, ba'olam hazeh. And the usher is kona olam haba, through this giving, and that's the schus. That's the schus that is mentioned here. Rav Dessler, somewhat known, part of the Rav Dessler in an earlier volume, he talks about that everything in life, every action that we do in life, is either a netila or a nesina, right? This is in the Kutcher Saches. He talks about the koach nesina, that almost every action in life, are we giving and are we taking? And we have to try to make ourselves as givers and not takers, right? And that's what we have to, you know, look at. We have to look at the life like that and all of our activities. So later on in the third volume, on page 91, he talks about, what about giving tzedaka? Giving tzedaka, is that nesina or is that netila? He says, Kayemes ba'aya ma'asit u'mitsuya ma'od. Keitzad yisnaig adam kishemishtadel imanashim sheyitrimu avur matara tzedaka o lahachzakas Torah. How should a person behave when he's trying to get somebody to give him some staka. Haderech hanu'usahi shebe isko ima toreim lo yasok imo bederech netila ebederech nesina. One has to make sure that the person, if I'm going to ask somebody for a donation, I'm asking them to get. I'm not asking them to give. Nevar zakal ha'chashuv hazeh. He says that's what's connected to what we were just talking about. Av shekavanas ha'matrim hi letovas ha'nitzrach, even though the ultimate reason why I am collecting a donation is for the one who needs it. Halo klape ha'toreim ma'isav he'maisa netila. B'tzurasam ha'chitzonit ha'chomrit. On the outside, it looks like I'm taking something from the toreim. V'nishar me'efo ma'asav begeder chomer hipech hatzura. It says, really, the physical action is the opposite direction than the spiritual action. And sometimes you can get mixed up about who's giving who and who's getting. Like our Gemara has. That's to be done in a nice way, not forced. And know that it's all spiritual. So again, that's the Rav Dessler says we have to know how certain actions look at in the physical realm and how they are defined in the spiritual realm. Okay, good. So they left. So the Rabbi Kiva and the other rabbi left the house of Ben Mevi Yayin because they heard this conversation. They went to collect from everyone else and they came back after everyone else. Min dezachun kolam asul gabe. After they went to everyone else, they were finishing up. They wanted to give him the chance. Amar lon lama lo asisun gabe kadmoi kamad avisun nahagin. Why didn't you come to me first? Why didn't you come to me first like you always did? You always used to come to me earlier in the collection. Why didn't you come to me? Amri, they said, Farasinun, we did come earlier. Vishamin and Kalia Detalia, and we heard your child saying to you, Amar lach, ma nizva lach yom adein. We heard the child saying, asking you, what should we buy with you today? V'yamar lei shruk simon. And he told them, shruk simon, some type of endive. Lo mid yom adein, element de esmol, du kamish bazalil, and the cheap ones that are wilted from yesterday. So we heard that conversation. Amar, says the ben meviyayin, ma de beini lebein talya yidatun. Yidatun ma bein beini lebein bri. Right? You know, you heard the conversation between, and you know about the relationship between me and my children. And about, what about me and my creator? You know how much I tell him to buy for me. But you have no idea about me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's not the, why did you make an assumption that just because I'm going to be stingy about myself, you know, what does that, mean for my connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And therefore, he was upset that they didn't come. That's what he said. The carbonator says, "Avavish ani makamitz pohutsa asi enenu makamitz pohutsa satstaka." Right, even though I'm going to be a miser, so to speak, regarding my own stuff, I'm not acting like that regarding our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Afal pikein, but even so, even though you came late, Aslan va, you know, go va amrle, go tell my wife. She's in charge of the books. Go tell my wife, v'yava lachon, and she'll give you chad modi de dinner. She'll give you a measure of coins. Chad modi, right, a mida. One mida of coins. Aslan v'amr lach, so they tell his wife. Amra lach, she says to them, ma amr lachon, what did my husband tell you to give? Gedil o machuk, a heaping pile of coins or a smoothed out pile of coins? Right, so which one? Amrula, stam amrulan, they said he didn't specify. He didn't specify, he just says, you know, muta de dinrin. Amrulon, she says, you know what? I'm not yavin lechog deal. I'm going to give you a heaping. I'm going to give you a heaping pile of coins. And either way, it's going to be okay. Why? In Amar Gedil, if he told you a heaping pile, who can be loy? Then I'm being mamale, I'm fulfilling his word. So therefore, it's okay. Ve'ilo, and if he didn't, if he had in mind really a flat, pile of coins and not a heaping, ana machashvina godunotna min purdi. Then I'll estimate, figure out gadol. Now figure out how much the heaping was, and I'll take it off of my perni, my shtar, my ksuba. I'll take the hit. I'll take it off of what my husband promised me for the ksuba. So don't worry, it's all good. Kiva shema balakach. When the husband heard that this was his wife's attitude, kafalam es ksubasa. He doubled her ksuba. Doubled her ksuba, right? But they both have that attitude. But he was very touched, and he gave her even more. Okay, hajalav parak mishenah parak balkam shenagu. This finishes this parak. So we start the next parak. If you look at if you look in the Bavli, and again, if you look in the Meiri knows that these psachim, why it's called Pesach, so we mentioned this in the Hakdama, why it's called psachim, two Pesachs, should be called Mesechas Pesach. What's the Mesechas Pesachim? Two Pesachim, Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Why? Because the first four prakim of Mesechas Pesachim, along with Arvi Pesachim, and look in the Meiri, Arvi Pesachim used to be printed with the first four prak, and that's all about Pesach, like we know today, right? Parak, all the halachas of chametz and matzah and everything that we've discussed. The next five prakim have to do with Pesach, Karmen Pesach. And the first next four are about Pesach Rishon, and the ninth parak is about Pesach Sheni. In ER, so that's a totally new topic. That's all the kachim elements of Pesachim. And therefore, it used to be known as a separate Mesechta, right? It was learned separately. But we have it all together today. We have 5 through 9 before Arvi Pesachim. So that is how we are going to learn it. We know Karban Pesach as we start a lot of kachim over the next five prakim. But obviously, Karban Pesach is the focal point. Karban Pesach is a unique karban. It's the first karban that the Rambam talks about. Right, maybe not only because of historical significance, but it's the root of all karbanos. Right, it has elements. That if you look at Sefer Karbanos, the Rambam first talks about Karban Pesach. That's the first karban that he discusses, along with the 8 mitzvos. There are 8 mitzvos that have to do with Karban Pesach. I was just looking at the first column. 16 mitzvahs that have to do with the Karban Pesach. 4 mitzvahs asay, 12 mitzvahs lo asay, all relating specifically to Karban Pesach. We just think there's a mitzvah to shech the Karban Pesach and to eat the Karban Pesach, but there are many. There's a separate isser of leaving over its fats. There's an isser of shechting the Karban Pesach while you have chametz in your possession. A separate mitzvah to shech the Pesach Sheni, to eat the Pesach Sheni, not to eat the Karban Pesach raw, not to take it out for a mishumet not to eat it, for a goy not to eat it, for an arol not to eat it, not to break the bones of the Pesach Rishon, not to break the bones of Pesach Sheni. These are all separate isurim. The Rambam starts off Hilchos Korban Pesach. Mitzvahs asay lishchot haPesach barba asar lachodesh nidachar chatzos. It's a mitzvah of the shechtet korban Pesach after chatzos. That's today's daf, all about the time of the shechtet. But the mitzvah of the shechtet after chatzos, what's called bein ha'arbayim on erev Pesach afternoon. Right, this is the only carbon like that. Most carbonos, if it's today's carbon, it's all day. It's all day. It's not specifically after chatzos, but a carbon is generally all day. Only sheep and goats, bilvad, zachar, ben, shana, within the first year. Men and women are obligated in Karban Pesach. As we know, this is also unique. There's only two mitzvahs I say that have a punishment. Bris Mila and this. Will be Shabitel mitzvah zu bizadon. If somebody violates this b'mezid, va'avar yomar ba'asar, v'lo hikriv, v'hu lo tameh, v'lo b'derach rechoka, haris achayev karis. V'bila b'shagaga, pater. Right, there's an iser karis on this. And you have to shat the kar Pesach in the Azara. Right, along. That's why it's a busy time. A busy time after the... After Chatzos in the Beis Hamikdash and Erev Pesach. So let's see. Says the Mishnah. Again, there's a lot to talk about here. But let's start. Tamei Nishchat. That's the name of the parak. Tamei Nishchat. Tamei Nishchat b'shmono mechzav ha-karban teishu mechzav. Karban Pesach also has another uniqueness, and that is it's the only carbon that shechted outside the borders of the carbonous tamid. The carbon tamid is always the first and last carbon brought every day. That's why generally you bring the carbon tamid as late as you can. You shechted, and then it takes about an hour to do the avoda. So that's why it's usually shechted 8.5 hours into the day, and it's karav, and it's burned 9.5 hours into the day. But on Erev Pesach, Karban Pesach is shechted after, the avodah is done after the Karban Tamid. So that's why you have to bump up the Karban Tamid earlier, so you have time to do all the Karban Pesachs of all of Klal Yisrael. So that's why the Mishnah says, generally at the time it is shechted at the 8.5 hours, and karav, the B'teisha Mechza. And obviously, the hours here are shows manios, halachic hours, the machlokas magen avraham in the Gra, whether you go by amud hashachar tetzeis, that's the magen avraham, or sunrise to sunset, that's the Gra. The minhag olam is like the Gra, so that's usually. But erev psachim, but on erev Pesach, nishcha b'shevo mechza, or karbash mona mechza. On erev Pesach, we shech the karbat tabid 7.5 hours into the day, and karav in 8.5 hours. So after that, you could do the karban Pesach. Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos, even if erev Pesach falls down on Shabbos. What's the only difference? Call Erev Sachem Leos Erev Pesach. If Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, then even the Tzliya, everything is not Docha Shabbos, so you have to bump it up even earlier to prepare it all beforehand, because you're going to have to eat it that night. So Nishcha Pesheshu Mechsa, that's where the Karban Tabed is shechted right at what we call Mincha Gedola. Pesheshu Mechsa, V'kar B'shevo Mechsa, V'Pesach Acharev, and the Karban Pesach is afterwards. This halacha is the reason why there is something called Mincha Gedola. The Rambam says this. B'nei Tochas Tefila. The Rambam says, right, the question, the Rambam seems to say that Mincha Ketana is the real Iker time for Mincha. The Tur seems to say that Mincha Gedola is just as good. But the Rambam's Lashon in the third parak of Hilchas Tefila, he says, what's the time for Mincha? Tefila is the Mincha Ketana is Dvan Tamisha Ben Arbayim. Ulafisha Yatamin Kar B'chol Yom B'teisho Mechsa. And because the Karban Tabit is usually brought 9.5 hours, Tiknu Zmanam B'teisho Zom Mechsa. Here in Ikri is Mincha Ketana. Ulafi Shebe'er of Pesach, Shechal Liyaz Be'er of Shabbos, HaYishochtet Esatamid V'sheshu Mechza, Amru, since this halacha is true, they say Amis Palel Me'acher Sheshu Mechza Yatsa. Sounds like a real B'dievet for the Rambam. Mincha Gedola, you're Yotze, because you know that every Mincha, Karban Tabit is brought once every couple of years at this time. But that is the called Mincha and that's called Mincha Gedola. That's the Rambam Shita. But again, this is the halacha for the basis for Mincha Gedola. We continue. This is the carbon tabed that you bring on the Mizbeach. So it says you have to bring two carbonous tamed every day. I might have thought that when it says you have to bring two carbonous tamed, you bring two in the morning or two in the afternoon. No, one in the morning and one in the evening, right? That's the famous pasuk relating to what the medrash, the beginning of the Ein Yaakov, right? One of the most important psukim in the Torah, and this is on the list, along with Shema Yisrael and V'yavta Recha Kamocha. So, one in the morning, one in the evening. I might think that you bring, every day you bring the first Karban Tamid by Nates. Really, it means even before Nates. V'shal bein arbayim im dimdu mechama, and you bring the one in the afternoon by Shkia, tamalomar bein arbayim. Earlier, not im dimdu mechama, not right before Shkia. Nemar kam bein arbayim, it says by the current tamah bein arbayim, and nemar lahalon bein arbayim, and it says by current Pesach bein arbayim. Ma bein arbayim shenemar halom shishos v'lamalon. Just like current Pesach, what does bein arbayim mean? It means in the afternoon, after 6.5 hours, or after 6 hours, the extra half hour is added on. So too, bein arbayim here, by tamid, it means all afternoon. So it's not brought all the way late, right before Shkia. How do you know even Makaran Pesach? That bein arbayim means the whole afternoon, after Chatzos. There's a zecher, there's a remez to it in the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The pasuk says, Oy lanu, describing the korban, Oy lanu kifana hayom, the day has turned, ki natsu slali erev. The shadows of erev have come. But what do you see? Pana yom, the day has turned, that means the second half of the day. That means after Chatzos. And you see it's already referring to it as erev. Bein arbayim, in the second half of the day when there are shadows, that's the afternoon, that's how you know the whole afternoon is called bein arbayim. Ma erev shene'amar lahalon b'shoyseos v'lamalon. The Gemara continues this. So just like that pasuk in Yirmiyahu, just like that pasuk teaches us that erev there is in the afternoon from 6 hours. Av erev shene'amar kan. So to b'karban Pesach b'shoyseos v'lamalon. You know bein arbayim means all afternoon, and then you extend that to the carbon tamid. Extend it to the carbon tamid. So says the Gemara v'yekashim b'shoyseos v'lamalon. So if this is true that bein arbayim is in the afternoon, so why generally do you wait till 8.5 hours by the carbon tamid? Right? Why don't you do it from six hours always? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Yomar, Bein Arbayim Ketzad. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi quotes a second half of a Tosefta, which the Gemara will soon say, why didn't he quote the whole thing? But Bein Arbayim means between the Erevs. So what are Erevs? Ketzad. So the Gemara assumes there are two Erevs. One Erev is Chatzos, noon, in the afternoon, and one Erev is Shkia, that night. So what's the midpoint between that? Chalok Bein Arbayim, V'tein Lo Shteishos U'mechza Lefanav, V'sheishos U'mechza L'achrav, 2.5 hours before, 2.5 hours after, V'sha'achaz L'isukon, 1 hour to do the Avoda. So Nimsei Somer, so if you do that, and you do it smack in the middle of the two Erevs, one Erev being Chatzos, and one Erev being evening, Nimsei Somer, Shatom and Kar, V'sheishos U'mechza, so come out that you start the Avoda 8.5, and your Makravid, 9.5 hours on a daily basis. Says the Gemara, beautiful. Amar Rabbi Yosa, Shavak Rabbi Shua ben Levi Reshav, Amar Sofa. Why did Rabbi Shua ben Levi only quote the second half of that brisa and not the first half of the brisa? So, Delachain, right? It's not good. He shouldn't have done that. He should have done Kahadah. The following is the full version of the brisa. Detani, Hanani ben Yehudomer, Shomeani ben Arbayim, ben, it says between the two Erevs. But what are the two Erevs? So two Erevs could mean, like we just saw, from Chatzos till Shkia, but Erev could also mean the night before. The night before, Leil, the night of Bikas Chametz. So maybe Bein Arbayim means sometime between the Erev of last night and the Erev of tonight, which means you could shecht it even in the morning. Shomeani Bein Arbayim Bein Arbo Shel Arba Asar, Bein Arbo Shel Chamisha Asar. Maybe that's what it means. Yachol Hayom Ba'alayla Bechlal, you might think the whole day and night are included. Tamal Arba, no. Yom. It says the word Yom, Shomer Yom Yatzal Laila. When it says the word Yom in the Pasuk, right, it says, Arba Asar Yom Machodesh Azeh, that excludes the night before. So we know the night before is excluded. That's out. I Yom Yachol B'Shtei Shos Babo, by Yom. So you might think of it in the second hour in the morning, you might think of it in the morning. Tamalomar Be'erev. It says Yom to exclude the night before. But it also says Be'erev to exclude the morning. I Be'erev Yachol B'Shtei Shos, you might think after it gets dark, late, Tamalomar Be'er Arbayim. No, it says Bein Arbayim, and now we have the second half that we already quoted. HaKetzad, Chalok Bein Arbayim, split the two Erevs. The Chatzos one and the Shkia one, V'tein, Shteishos U'mechzalafanav, Shteishos U'mechzalacharav, you have 2.5 hours before, 2.5 hours after, V'sha'achaz Lisuka, 1 hour to do the Avoda, V'nimseis Omer, Sha'atam and Kar, V'teisho Shos U'mechza. So that is how it's normally done on every day of the Karbet Tavit. Amar Rav Yosa, ha, the Tzeibel LeMitzvah. So you see, this is only Lechatchila. Lechatchila, the Karbet Tavit is brought 8.5 hours, and Shechta 9.5 hours. Aval Le'ikuv, Hadahi. But obviously, Li'ikuva, it is not Li'ikuva, because any time really after Chatzos is going to be kosher, as we saw on Erev Pesach, Shchali is Be'erev Shabbos, it is brought earlier. How early? To Taninan, because the Mishnah we're going to have later on says, Shachtu Kodem Chatzos, Pasol. Before Chatzos, it is going to be Pasol, that's too early. La'achar Chatzos, Miyad Kosher. But right after Chatzos is kosher. After Chatzos is going to be kosher. Again, is this talking about the Tabit? Is this talking about the Karan Pesach? So we're going to have later on, it's talking about the Karan Pesach, right? That's the Rambam also. The Rambam we read before. I didn't read the next halacha, but the Rambam says, Hilchos Karan Pesach, halacha Dalin. Shchitas HaPesach Acher Chatzos. If Shad HaKodah Chatzos, Pasol. So if before Chatzos is puzzled, you have to shecht it after Chatzos, and you have to shecht it after the Tavash Ben Arbayim, after you mock to the Torahs of the Ben Arbayim, and after you meet to the neighbors of the Ben Arbayim. Vachil Nishkor Zapsachim at Sofayom, Vimshachto Acher Chatzos Kodem Tavash Ben Arbayim, Kasher Bidiyeved, as we're about to see the Gemara, Kodem Lutamid Kasher, Bidiyeved, before Chatzos is no good, but before the Tamid, Shabin Arbayim, is Bidiyeved okay. He's supposed to shout it after the Karban Tamid, but before the Tamid is okay. The Yemerach Bishachris Kade, so you might say, even Bishachris is going to be kosher, so you know. Hachak said Bin Arbayim, Mislacham Yemer Tamid, Bein Abakarim, the morning will be Bein Abakarim. You need a Bein Arbayim, so it has to be after Chatzos. One more line, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Amar, Tfilos Me Avos Lamdu. Right, what is this talking about? So we know from Sechas Brachas, do you artilas keneged tmidim tiknun or keneged avos tiknum? So says the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, mincha kebi for mincha gedola. There's no need to parallel the tamid if it's tfilos or keneged the tamid. So then you have to do it lechatchil like the Rambam says late in the day. But if tfilos or keneged the avos, then right away there's no reason to delay into late mincha. Mincha gedola is also fine, and that's what Rabbi Shua ben Levi is teaching me, that tfilos be'avos lamdu. So really, regarding davening, mincha gedola is fine as well. There's a lot about tfilos keneged avos, keneged tfidim. Maybe we'll start with that a little bit next time.